This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? So welcome aboard, I guess you could say, a crazy train of sorts. We have a lot of things going on. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. We're covering the story of the train. We're covering the story of what's going to be happening with taxes here shortly. We're also going to be talking about California's second worst state for economic freedom with Chris Street, who's going to be joining me in a second. But also visit our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, well, with us right now is Chris Street, all the way from, Newport Beach, California. Chris, welcome back to your home away from home, Agenda 21 Radio.
It's always great to be with a deplorable nation.
And we are deplorable. Let's make no mistake about it. We are exceptionally deplorable. Well, Chris, one of your articles, you've had numerous articles that you've been posting because you're quite prolific with Breitbart. And one of the articles that really caught my eye, and I know the eye of those that are seeking new California statehood, that California is the second worst state for economic freedom. I think this is actually something that a lot of people have sensed for a long time, but now we're getting more and more viable sources out there, including yours, about the extent of the burden of regulatory overreach and taxes in California. Big problem, huh?
Well, that's right, Paul. So California just you know, this is the one time California doesn't get the booby prize as the worst. That was won by New York. But New York has been winning that booby prize for a long time. California has managed to go from, you know, the upper, I'd say, third of personal freedom to the 49th position. Right now, California's economic freedom on a worldwide basis is below Mexico.
Nice. You know, this is, you know, I read this article yesterday and was making some very salient points. When will this, let's say if we're going to stay with California and in next year, what does it look like for California with being number 49th?
Well, Paul, as you know, I'm this incredible optimist that believes in 7 years, California will flip from the progressives to the conservatives for the simple fact, inexorably, the thing is auguring in to a massive financial disaster. And what will kick off that massive financial disaster is that the entire state is now run on capital gains. Capital gains, of course, where you buy a piece of real estate or you buy a stock, it goes up, you sell it. That's the good news. But there also is this thing called capital losses. When you buy at the top of the stock or real estate market and somehow it goes down, you lose your job, you got to sell your assets, it's terrible, you lose money. So California has gone from a $2.3 billion of capital gains in the recession of 2000 up to about, $14 billion in the first run through 2007, then down again to about $3 billion and up to $17 billion currently. So to give you a perspective on that $14 billion run, the entire payroll and benefits for the state of California is $10 billion. So in a recession, if you now go down, say, to $4 or $5 billion, down, say, $12 billion, you have to fire 120% of all the employees of the state of California just to break even.
Wow. Let's talk about the economy of California, because if you're saying state government is being run on capital gains, does that also indicate that there is a lack of business in California, a lack of industry in California that would produce sizable income taxes or taxes going to the government?
Well, that's right, Paul. I mean,
there's a hole there, basically.
Well, absolutely, and the real issue is that California exports jobs. That's a rather big deal. They export jobs and they export people. 10,000 people left the Golden State in a 7-year period from 2010. 3.5 million residents left the state.
You mean 10,000 businesses?
10,000 businesses, I'm sorry, and 3.5 million residents. Now, you know, it's, and that's just in a 5-year. So in a 7-year period, 10,000 businesses. In a 5-year period from 2010 to 2015, we don't have the last 2 years, 3.5 million residents left. They were replaced generally by aliens. You know, about a third of those were legal and about 2/3 of those were illegal. So the good news is that there are a lot more Democrat voters, because the illegal aliens in California are able to tap the richest, most luxurious welfare system in the United States. And needless to say, they do. As Linda Sanchez, a congressman, she ran for governor, we went to one of her meetings with a Hispanic group. And I like Linda. I think she's a great person. And oh, by the way, she's absolutely rich as you could imagine. She's married to a big Wall Street guy before she got divorced and put $100 million in her pocket. But she would tell the crowd, mucho beneficios, mucho beneficios. So what the Democrats sell and what their voters buy are mucho beneficios. It's a really good way to convince somebody to vote for you.
Well, it seems kind of interesting that in California, they are actually promoting mucho beneficio.
That's right. But the problem with mucho beneficio is you have to have mucho impuesta, mucho taxes.
Yeah. Mucho dinero.
Taxes, impuesta.
As a former tax man, you understand that.
Yes, I understand. I understand. This is not like, you know, the complicated algorithm. This is not something. I have a physics background. That's kind of credible. This is arithmetic. You know, third grade arithmetic. Mucho beneficio.
Not even algebra.
Mucho impuesta.
Impuesta. Mucho impuesta.
Yeah, so and I'm not saying this is. You know, California is Mexico. I mean, I understand that, you know, this was all part of, you know, originally Mexico. I understand the deal that the Spanish took it from the Indians. I understand that, you know. I mean, there's always somebody living somewhere else, right? But the idea that you could continue to do mucho, mucho, mucho beneficios means that you have to have mucho, mucho, mucho impuesta. And that's the problem. Is that California is about to blink.
And about to run out of other people's money. And by the way, hold that thought because we have a break coming up. When we come back, we have more of Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, make sure you visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. Gee, I wonder why we're talking about mucho impuesto. And, California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And a reminder that you can go and buy your tickets pre-sale as of noon Pacific time today for the Liberty Tour 7, which will be featuring, of course, what is going on with New California and so many other things. It's going to be an absolutely slam dunk, if you know what I mean. Slam dunk Liberty Tour. Liberty Tour number 7. I'm already getting high praise from people saying, thank God the Liberty Tour is coming back. And there will be 6 Liberty Tours that are scheduled over the course of the next year. So you want to go to Liberty Tour number 7. Purchase your tickets by going to agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. There will be an icon that says Liberty Tour number 7. Click on that. That will take you. You will get highly discounted tickets today as a Merry Christmas. Did I say Merry Christmas? Yes. And remember, Merry Christmas. In your thoughts and prayer, Merry Christmas again. It's like a tick I've got going on. Merry Christmas. You should be saying it too. So it's our Christmas present. You'll have to wait and see what the discount is for the tickets. We'll be talking about that in a second. So with us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, we've been talking about taxes, mucho taxes. And what that means to, of course, California. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, California has the highest tax rates of any state in the country now. When you come to income, it has incredibly high gasoline taxes. I think the lowest is 20 cents, and we're close to 80 cents. It has taxes at every level of production in the state of California. For example, on your utilities, any of the subsidies to wind and solar are really a form of taxes. You pay more on your tax bill. California is an oil-producing state. Now, we should be paying somewhere around 8 cents per kilowatt hour. Instead, we pay closer to 15 cents per kilowatt hour. All of that is in the form of a tax subsidy to the good friends who use those impuestas in the wind and solar business. But those higher costs, those higher taxes are driving away the little engine that could. It's destroying the tax base of the state of California from productive activity. It's the reason California is now the poverty capital of the United States.
You know, that's just really hard for me to comprehend because I've lived in California all my life, and we've had so much good, so many good things going on, and we've provided so much to the world and to the rest of the United States. To see, as I've driven up and down the Central Valley of California and places, even in Orange County, poverty is just all over the place. People living, homeless people everywhere, it seems like. Here in my town, there's about an estimated 3,000 homeless people living along the river, which is a huge number. But then down along the river in Santa Ana and Orange County, it's a big number. But it seems to me that everybody's starting to form their homeless camps along the rivers. It's almost starting to look a lot like Mexico in many respects. People living under bushes and cardboard boxes here in California. Who would have ever thought we would be at this point?
Well, that's right, Paul. I mean, this is not a sign of the social welfare state failing. It's a sign of the social welfare state destroying the middle class, because the social welfare state is made to transfer wealth to the richy rich and to the poory poor. The middle class is the goat, the donkey, and carries the burden. And at some point, you just can't make it. Companies just can't make it with the burden cost, and they leave. And if you're a skilled worker and making good money, $20, $25 an hour, and your skilled job no longer exists in California, then you've got to find some way to be in the service industry, being a barista. And not everybody can be a barista. Matter of fact, they really only take college graduates, quite frankly, at most Starbucks stores right now. So if you don't have your $25 an hour job and you don't have your service job, you're basically just a little bit away from homeless living in a box. And that's what you're actually seeing. You're seeing people emotionally destroyed because they can't understand who moved their cheese. They can't understand that all of a sudden the big factory that makes good products is gone, and all the jobs that were sort of supporting the big factory that has good jobs and pays nice wages are gone. And you come down to a society where you have very high paid, high-end people, say working for Apple, who has all of its patents and all of its quote-unquote profits offshore, so they don't pay taxes. And then you have the poor people, you know, which are the immigrants who vote, you know, with whatever you tell them to vote because it's mucho beneficiaries. They don't produce any of the taxes. It's the guys in the middle that are losing their job, and the state demands that they still pay the taxes. That arithmetic, not fancy math, arithmetic is destroying the state and has destroyed the state.
Well, let's talk about the consequences of a new California and the prospects of a new California. Let's talk about, first of all, the consequences economically to a because really what New California is offering is a complete redo of the Constitution and the way business is going to be conducted in California. And it seems to me that just on the surface of it, just at first blush, it's pretty obvious that New California will be an economic powerhouse.
Well, let's talk about that Constitution. You know, there was a Constitution, I think it was 1878 in the state of California, that worked. It's the reason you had an economic miracle. It was what came after was the changes that took place, the Constitution, in the last 20, 25 years, the judges appointed and such like that. So in this social welfare state, you know, this workers' paradise that's been constructed by progressives in California, it really only benefits about 12 counties. The other counties, it definitely does not benefit. And in fact, most of the people in those other counties are very, very angry. So if you get into a financial disaster here, which, you know, it's sort of like seeing the meteor coming in and the, you know, those 12 counties, the social welfare state, are doing their last mating roar, you know, but they, you can see the meteor coming in. When that thing hits, you're going to have a problem. And nobody in Rhode Island or Kansas is going to bail out California. California's out to bail out itself. So it's my belief that the state is perfectly positioned to divide the state basically for, you know, about half the population going with the social welfare state and the workers' paradise, and the other much more rural, much more suburban type population is going to carve off into a new state. Now, those the new state would have the ability to develop resources, develop water, develop energy resources that could turn California instantly into the biggest oil boom in the country. And that has economic value, spectacular economic value, that the progressives will never allow it to take place. So when the meteor strikes, I think there's going to be a deal. And, you know, those who want to be part of the workers' paradise can, and those that want a new state, basically not a new constitution, the original constitution, are going to carve off.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things that there's a proposition proposal out there, because the New California Movement is going to be starting its meeting meetings about the Constitution on March 1st. And first they have to get over the hurdle of declaring an independence movement to separate away from California. And that is going to be happening as early as January 15th. So there's a process in play here. And we're going to mix it up, I guess you would say, with the state of California and separate, or at least put them on notice that there's going to be a separation happening. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here with Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul at a21r.com. We're talking about the economic viability of New California vis-a-vis California and its economic troubles. And soon to be even more troubled as events will turn against California economically, and the workers' paradise will be in insufferable mode. They'll be insufferable. So we're going to save them from it. Chris, when you take a look at what California is going through, a cleavage of a new California would certainly probably benefit them in the long run, wouldn't it?
Well, I think the workers' paradise, the progressives, would get what they've always wanted. No competition in elections. They would control 100% essentially of their both houses of legislature, the governorship. They'd be able to do exactly what they wanted to do, because we understand that politicians may have political, you know, desires, objectives, and values, but the biggest goal they have is staying elected. And in the workers' paradise, the way it would be carved in the state would be carved up, the progressives would have 100% control, and that would be good for them. On the other hand, in a nasty bankruptcy of the state of California, and, you know, California can't go bankrupt. Nobody's going to bail it out. So just be, you know, destroying their whole progressive infrastructure. You know, they'll probably go for Plan A, which is a two-state solution. Now, you know, people say, well, Chris, you know, when's it going to happen? It's going to happen 14 months after the peak of the stock market. As soon as the stock market goes down, not only will they lose the capital gains, but they have this thing called deductions for capital losses. So you don't just lose the capital gains. People have the nasty habit of demanding refunds of taxes paid because they can claw back with losses. So this will you'll hit the top of the stock market, and I'm not here to say the stock market's going to be weak over the next 10 years. Matter of fact, I believe stronger for longer. It doesn't take a disaster, a 2008 event. It takes a normal recession, which lasts about 16 months and usually knocks off about 35% of the value of the stock market. If that happens, the stocks that will get hit hardest are the stocks that have won the most, and that's all Silicon Valley. That's the tax base for the workers' paradise in California. If that goes away temporarily, then essentially the progressives have lost their fire hose to fund their workers' paradise.
So then again, what is the time frame that you foresee that happening?
My belief is that the stock market will peak somewhere between the first and second quarter of next year, you know, between April and June.
Of 2018.
You'll start going down, and the losses taken will get people will start losing money, and they will start selling as the market goes down. And that will generate lots of losses. 14 months after whenever the peak, the tax problem arrives. There's a delay because, of course, you pay your taxes on the prior year. But about by the end of 2018, you'll be feeling it. By the end of 2019, California will be essentially bankrupt. That's not a long ways away.
No, it's not. So if you're a budding, I guess you can say, if you are a budding New California, you want to be in this position right now, don't you?
Well, that's right. And I've told everybody it's a waste. They've had this two-state, three-state, six-state solution around forever. People talk about it. All wine in its time. It is now time. Because the financial leverage for the state of California is so extreme that you're actually getting pushback. You're going to have the gas tax is obviously going to be repealed when people figure out it's almost 30 cents a gallon. And what other taxes does the state have ability to leverage on you? They've done pretty much everything they possibly could do. Now it's got to take it back. And I don't think the progressives in Sacramento who sell mucho beneficios can sell what would be less pequeño beneficios. Taking it back is much more politically destructive than giving it.
So when they run out of other people's money, they're going to start devouring themselves, so to speak. And, of course, in that, their constituents will devour them because there's going to have to be some sort of cutback.
Well, you can't I don't believe that you can really tax much more. I mean, especially if the gas tax is a biggie. Don't kid yourself. That's $50 billion over 10 years. But it's really much bigger than that because there's a registration. So it's closer to $70 billion over 10 years.
Registration fees going up, in other words.
Yeah, that's right. So $7 billion is 70% of the payroll and benefits for the workers of the state of California. So if they lose that one, that's as they used to say in Vietnam, that was an arc strike. That's when the B-52s came in. This is a B-52 coming. This is a fleet of B-52s about to carpet bomb Sacramento.
And let me be specific here that Chris Street is a Vietnam veteran and served our country outstandingly during the Vietnam War. And he was also the former treasurer of Orange County, California. So his expertise in this area is pretty strong. as you can well imagine. That's why we're having this conversation right now. We're putting it out on the radio, national radio. You all can listen out there about what we're planning to do with New California and why New California will succeed. There's no doubt. It's just every day you start to realize that people are starting to get hooked on what's going on with New California. I guess, Chris, some of the bigger questions, what about this process of separation? Let's go through the negotiation. We negotiate, we get what we want, and everybody says, yep, you're going to be a new state. What's going to be the process for New California to get rid of, shed the regulations of California, establish its constitution, and then start to live by the Constitution?
Well, my belief is that politics does not lead economics. Economics leads politics. Economics is the tsunami out there that's going in one direction or going in the other direction. You're going to have a financial crisis of epic proportion and nobody willing to be the lender of last resort, including the federal government. Nobody cares, and they're not going to care whether there's a Democrat in office or as president or there's a Democrat Congress. The scale of this problem is, would basically burden every other state in the country.
So you're talking about California now, not New California here at this point.
California's scale of economic problem, they're going to demand that the resolution is done in state. Now, there's two ways to do it. You can tax the people. You can almost add 30% more in taxes on the people. Or you can go to what I say is plan A. In economic terms, it makes financial sense for the workers' paradise to be more concentrated and to carve off what they feel is a burden anyway. So I believe that that it's not going to be so much the New California people that demand a separate state, but the workers' paradise people demand a separate state, and that separate state will have to pay a certain amount of money for its right to carve off.
Yeah,
and
separate.
That money is easily financeable because once you get out of the workers' paradise, you will need a constitution. If you adopt the 1878 constitution, which was wildly pro-progress.
10 seconds, Chris.
You'll have the money to do it. And that's what it's all about.
Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And with us is Chris Street. We're talking about the viability of a new California. Now, we have been talking about what will happen to the old California, if you will, and why old California will want to shed new California because of the responsibility, and they can have their happy workers' paradise, so to speak. But New California will have to stand economically on its own. And we're going to ask Chris about what that will look like for New California standing on its own economically, following the 1878-79 Constitution of, the old California. So what does that look like, Chris?
Well, Paul, first of all, let's talk about breaking news. Right now, the CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System, just upped their percentage in stock allocation to their portfolios after a spectacular 300% move in the market. These morons are doubling down on stocks. So the leverage here is we can't make it with regular taxes. We can't make it with even higher taxes. We need to go even more into relying on stocks. Having said that, New California, the real money in New California is above ground water storage and in energy development. California has the Monterey Shale deposit, which is the third largest shale deposit in the United States and may be the first or second richest deposit in the country. Having said that, to drill that kind of oil and get that kind of natural gas in what obviously has been a spectacular boom to places like North and South Dakota is you need above ground water storage. California's oil production went from 1.4 million barrels in the 70s down to about 380,000 barrels a day a few years ago. It's now back up to about 400,000 or 500,000 barrels a day. But an increase in energy development in California will pay all of the taxes. So to develop that, it's simple. You need to build above ground water storage and you need to start drilling for oil in a big way. That can't happen in the current California. The new California will have a constitution and an attitude that they'll be willing to support those type of activities. It is financeable from the big banks, and because the big banks are the only friend the big banks have is called cash flow.
Yeah.
New California will have the cash flow to probably pay a substantial amount borrow and pay a substantial amount to relieve their responsibilities from burdens of the old California. And of course, old California will desperately need that money instantly, which they will squander. And that's their business. Why
right.
would we care?
Right. Just so long as we get what we need out of it. Let me ask you this.
California will have lower income taxes. It will have very low energy taxes. It will have very low energy rates. So getting the cost of electricity down to about 8 cents per kilowatt hour, basically cutting it in half, will kick off the biggest manufacturing boom you could imagine. So we're getting it in two ways. First of all, we're going to do energy. And everybody says, well, I'm not in the oil business. How does that affect me? Because cheap energy prices is the mother's milk of manufacturing. It's 150 manufacturing. It's 150% energy input versus labor input. So if I have really cheap energy input, I can pay more labor. And that's what people want here. They want $25 an hour factory jobs, because every factory supports 4.5 other jobs. Every Starbucks barista job only supports another half a job. These are good jobs at good wages in the new California.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm going to go back to this business about the CalPERS doubling down. If they're investing so heavily now in the stock market, that means that they stand to lose big time if the stock market was to turn against them.
That's correct. After a 300 to 400% rise in the stock market from its 2009 bottom, you know, CalPERS has decided that they need to bet on the hard ways, on the crap table. I actually have a math background. I love to play craps because I know all the odds. I'm like a walking machine computer there, so I really know the odds. But there's nothing like a person losing big on the crap table to somehow think that he's on a losing streak, so the only thing he needs to do is double down, double his investment, right, and he'll get it all back.
It's funny that you bring that up, because my stepfather was a craps player. I'm telling you, he never lost at craps. I never saw him lose one. Well, I saw him lose, then walk away from a table to go to another one, you know, because
that's exactly right.
That's what they do. And boy, you bring that up, and I can just see him doing that and the wheels turning around. And then you put that right, you juxtaposition it with CalPERS. That's exactly what they're doing right here. I could just see that. It's on the table, and the numbers are working against them, so we're going to double down. This is just, remember during the Orange County bankruptcy, they said that the Orange County bankruptcy, what these entities were doing, were basically stealing the children's milk money to go out to Las Vegas and gamble. That's what we're seeing here, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what we're seeing, Paul. And, you know, there's a reason that they have regulation of gambling, because, there's been a history of people. Losers are just losers. They keep doing losing strategies. People like me that go to Vegas, I could generally make money, but I didn't look at it that way. I looked at it as kind of like a math puzzle.
Right,
My goal was not to lose money
and
basically pay for my weekend. These people have no idea of the leverage and risk they're taking.
Anyway, now, ladies and gentlemen, you know what's going on with these folks and why. Well, there will be a new California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And many thanks for all of you out there listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're the number one talk radio show on Red State Talk Radio, which is the number one provider of digital talk radio in the nation. So thank you very much for your listenership. We really do appreciate it. We, of course, monitor the streams and the hundreds of thousands of listeners that we have over the course of each hour, which starts to amount to a lot of listeners over the course of the day. The show will replay several times on the Encore and Premier channel here on Agenda 21 Radio, or Red State Talk Radio, the Talk Monster. With us is Chris Street. And Chris, your final thoughts on what's going to be happening, the separation of New California as a 51st state?
Well, Paul, first of all, if you're not signed up for the Liberty Tour and you're not supporting Paul Preston on this effort, you're making a mistake. This is change radio. This is change information. And it's the new normal. The new normal is actually good reporting, and that's what Paul brings. Having said about California and the opportunities of the future for New California, Paul Preston has been a leader in this effort. This is the first time any of these kind of ideas made sense, and it's destiny. I think you should get behind it. You should buy tickets to the Liberty Tour, and you should advertise on radio with Paul Preston. My last thoughts are, if you want to see where industrial America is going, check Alcoa. Alcoa is up 3.5% today while the stock market's down. The world is turning. We're moving from technology back to manufacturing and basic industry. New California could be the leader of that. I think you should get on board.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Street here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, of course, we're running out of time. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul, at a21r.com. Visit our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We will be declaring our independence January 15th. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.